This is A Spot, a BYU-Idaho radio production where we talk about what you're talking about. Today's hosts are Cameron Clark, Soraya Bosted, and Natalie Lundquist. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU-Idaho Radio or the university and are solely the opinions of the hosts.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Spot. It is a new semester, a new year, a new me, a new... I don't know. New experiences. Am I right, ladies? Actually, we do have new hosts. We have a lot of new things this semester. So we're going to turn the time over to these two. I'm Cameron Clark still. I was here last semester, but we got two new podcast hosts. So do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Natalie Lundquist.
And I'm Soraya Bosted.
All right, so with the new semester ahead of us, and with so many people coming in this semester, starting out their first semesters here at BYU-Idaho, we decided that we wanted to take a step back and remember our first semester stories. So that's what we're talking about today on the podcast, is things that we can remember from our first semester. Which isn't too difficult for me, considering the fact that last semester was my first semester. But I still have quite the stories. All right, I'm literally just going to throw this at one of you guys. What is, like, the first thing you remember from your first semester? Natalie, go.
Just everything that happened with my roommates.
How about you, Soraya? What is your first memory?
My first semester was also back in 2018 as well. So it was, like... hard to remember, but like I stayed up late every night. Like I did not go to bed until like 3 a.m. every night, and that was probably like one of the dumbest things I could have done to myself semester.
I feel like everyone does that their first semester. I did that. Well, okay, I still do that. But yeah, there were nights where I wouldn't go to sleep until like 5 a.m. just because I was talking or sitting.
Yep.
Like literally had no point to being up, just the fact that I could be up. My first memory of, okay, you know, it's really, I can't talk like it's 5 years ago, because it was literally like 5 months ago. But my first memory, like, coming into BYUI was our mentor groups. That was really fun. I don't know if you guys had those when you came in as freshmen.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed that, because I just remember waking up the first day and being thrown into this mentor group, and I'm still friends with them and I still talk to them. Again, it was 5 months ago, but listen, they're still my friends.
There you go.
Did you guys ever do like I Night First Friday stuff?
I did my first semester. I didn't after that. I don't know. I didn't really see a point in doing it after that. I feel like a lot of people continue to go. I'm just like, now I have other stuff I need to do.
I want to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah mine was, I was the same way. I only went to my first I-Night, and then I just, it's kind of a thing you only really need to experience once.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Like,
yeah.
Which, it's interesting, though, because, like, I remember on my first I-Night, the amount of people I met that were in their last semester or just were seniors in general, I'm like, why are you here? I'm like, you have so many other things you could be doing right now than hanging out with a bunch of first semester freshmen.
That's
but
true. I guess, you know, you could do it your first semester and then do it your last semester and kind of use it as your sandwich.
Yeah. A lot of people do that. Yeah. I did not. I'm in my last semester. I definitely did not do that. But
yeah, I really enjoyed I-Night, actually. Well, okay, actually, I-Night, I didn't hate. But it wasn't fun because we paid money and then the lines were insane, so we didn't do anything. By we, I mean my roommates and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of like sat there doing nothing and watching everyone else kind of have fun. And then First Friday came, and we were like, okay, we have a chance to redeem ourselves. So we bought tickets, and we were like, no matter what, we are going to do everything that, like, First Friday has. There was a lot of stuff. But we were like, no matter how long the lines are, we're going to stay in the lines. And we ended up doing like every single activity, and it was seriously one of the most fun nights of my semester, because we chose to stuck it through, or to stuck it through. Hang on a minute. We chose to stick it through and go to everything, and I think that's what made it fun, was just talking to everyone we saw and doing everything we also saw. So, yeah. Do you guys have any, like, embarrassing or funny stories, like, specifically that you remember?
The first story coming to mind is definitely not embarrassing or funny. It's actually a really sad story, but I'm like, it's the only one I can think of.
Go for it.
So I remember I met this guy on Mutual, of course, because BYUI. And it was a first date thing, and I went over to his place, and then he's like, hey, do you want to go get chicken nuggets? And I was like, always down for chicken. Absolutely. And so we went, and I don't know why, but him and his roommate would like to trade cars sometimes. So he took his roommate's car instead of his truck.
Oh, no.
And we go to McDonald's, we get chicken nuggets, we eat, we're driving back, and we get to this stop sign, and it's a four-way stop. We notice there's this car that's just stopped at the stop sign completely, like not moving at all, lights are turned off, not moving whatsoever. And so we get to our stop sign, we kind of wait a little bit to see if this guy's going to go. He doesn't, so we're like, okay. So we start going, and this guy slams on the gas and T-bones us right in the middle of the intersection. I've never been in a car accident before, so I'm, like, extremely traumatized.
Yeah.
And my date, I guess, like, hit his head on the steering wheel, and so there's just blood coming out.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's, like, totally unfazed. He just kind of looks at himself and looks at me. He's like, hey, can you grab my phone and call Buddy and tell him we got into a car accident? Buddy's his roommate.
I like that.
And I'm like, how are you so calm? And he's like, oh, it's okay, I'll do it. So he just, like, whips out his phone super casually, calls his roommate. I have to go talk to the guy in the other car and, like, call the cops and stuff. And I'm, like, freaking out. It was a very interesting experience. The cops were super nice, so they let me just sit in the car and chill while I wrote my report. They're like, but I'm like, that was a interesting experience to have my first semester.
The car that was at the stop sign just went?
Just
right
went.
You went?
And they were stopped there for like a good 5 minutes.
Right. Were they like trying to catch a case or something? Like, we could make this look like you did it kind of thing, or
I'm assuming so. I'm assuming they just wanted insurance money.
Yeah.
And because I didn't realize, but I guess my date didn't end up turning his lights on. And neither of us realized it. So he ended up getting in trouble and having to go to traffic school. But I'm like, that was a fun experience to have my first semester.
Yeah.
I was like, awesome.
That's quite the story. Wow. Did you have any fun, sad, happy, mediocre, bad stories?
Nothing like that. The only thing I can think of was, so I live, you know, obviously our apartment complexes and everything, very thin floors and walls and everything. And the roommates, like the people above us, were just really loud. And we don't know why they were so loud, but like it would sound like they were running up and down the halls at like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. They were like dropping things. So I just wrote like, and we had put a noise complaint into our apartment complex managers, and they had said that we weren't the first people to complain about this apartment.
Right.
Like it was multiple people. So they had issued them like a warning, like, hey, stop. Mm-hmm. But then they told us, they're like, if it happens again, call the cops. And we're like, okay, that seems like really overdramatic for just like, it's 3 a.m., stop running up and down the halls. So I just wrote on a sticky note, like, hey, stop running around at 3 a.m. And I just stuck it on their door. And it was, like, kind of, like, curt and rude. Like, I'll admit that. But, like, the night before, they had literally been up until 4 a.m. just blasting music and screaming it at the top of their lungs. So, like, we were kind of done. Like, I was done specifically. So I just put hey, stop.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to be screaming at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. There's no reason. And my roommates were like, that's so rude. That's so rude. I'm like, literally? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, calling the cops is rude.
Right.
Like, me calling the cops when they've just been, like, singing, that's mean.
Yeah.
leaving a sticky note on their door being like, stop, please.
That's just...
for the love of everything.
Courtesy.
Just shut up.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Last semester, I definitely was the person that should have had the cops called on. No, I'm just kidding. no, but I mean, I live on the second floor. And my apartment, the walls aren't that thin, but they're not that thick either. I'm also 6'1" and just, you know, a bigger person. And so when I step, you can hear it across the apartment.
Right.
And then you get six competitive girls wrestling in the apartment, or dancing or jumping or whatever. And I think we had two or three noise complaints within the span of like a month. But, you know, it's fine. Okay, something I wanted to ask you guys about. And, okay, honestly, you already kind of put your two cents in. But if you had any, like, date stories your first semester. I just wanted to ask you guys because, to be honest, I didn't go on any dates last semester because, you know, I don't know why. Boys, this is my public announcement. I'm available.
Anyways. She's also really cute, so, like...
Oh, my gosh. Stop. Jeez. You're making me blush over here. So, yeah, do you have any first date stories?
No.
No?
Just, nah.
Just straight up no.
Nah.
That is fair.
That's fair. Really?
And you got in a car accident.
I did get in a car accident. That was interesting. I actually went on quite a few first dates my first semester and, like, quite a few dates in general, mainly because I did not like being in my apartment. Mm-hmm. Really, I just had not very good experiences with my roommates.
See, I feel like I dated a lot in high school. Like, I wasn't really nervous to ask guys out or anything, and I had a good amount of guys ask me out. Like, I went on a fair amount of dates.
Right.
And then I was told by literally everyone, okay, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people, that your dating life, like, multiplies by 5 when you get to college. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go on, like, 25 dates my first semester. No. It definitely divided by 0 my first semester. What was your guys' like, major coming into the first semester? Did you stick with it? Have you stuck with it?
Not for me. I actually started out as a business management major. Mm. And then I realized that I hate math. And it took almost failing out of econ to make me realize that. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up switching to communications, emphasizing in video productions, which is actually what I did in high school because I went to a magnet school, but it was a college prep school. So that was my major there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Not for me either. I came in as a psychology major and I took one psychology class and I went, you know, this might not be for me. Just not for me. Yeah. I couldn't. Like, maybe it was because it was a 9 a.m. at the Ricks building and I live on the north side of campus and I would have to walk 30 minutes uphill to get to class 3 days a week.
That's fair.
Just to, like, almost fall asleep in the class because my professor kind of had a monotone voice. But I couldn't do it. And then I, like, felt guilty for only taking one class and I, like, had a mental breakdown to my dad.
Oh, I
get
that.
And I was like, I'm a failure. I suck. And he's like, okay, first of all, not a failure.
Wrong.
good job that you took a class and you experienced it to see if it was for you and decided it wasn't.
Yeah.
No one's going to fault you. You did try.
Right.
Sure, definitely. It was just the first intro to psych class, but, like, you tried. You went.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for you. He's like, and then he was like, also, you have been writing since you were, like, 5, 6 years old. Your mother and I were shocked you didn't go into a career with writing. So then I changed. Right. So I literally, that next semester, came to school, changed my major to communication, emphasis journalism. Because
that's
my
cool. That's awesome.
And then ever since then, I've been happier and my parents have been, like, so supportive and everything.
They're like,
that's
see,
awesome.
We told you. We understood.
Yep. Yeah. If you're miserable, it's not worth it to stick it out, like, for half a degree.
Exactly.
Like, it's way better to find out only, like, 3, 6 credits in.
Yep.
Like, if you only don't find out until, like, you're half a degree in, then, like, and you want to switch still, more power, like, switch. Do
right.
it.
Switch.
Like,
yeah.
Do what makes you happy and passionate.
Yep.
Because, like, otherwise, you're just going to be miserable going through school and
miserable
doing the homework and miserable, like, studying. And, like, you're just going to hate
life.
School.
Yeah.
No, honestly, yeah. Like, my sister graduated from here last December. And you can see the difference when someone's in a major they don't really care about or they feel they have to do versus when they're doing something they love. Mm-hmm. she ended up finally switching her major to dance because she did that all through high school and she loves it and she's mm-hmm. so amazing at it. And through that, she ended up getting jobs at like dance studios and she ended up yeah. learning more about like who she is as a person and getting her license in as like a yoga instructor and like doing all these things that if she had stuck with her original major that she wasn't enjoying
right.
wouldn't have happened. And she's so much better of a person for it. Yeah. And you can just tell she's so much happier.
Yeah. My experience with picking a major and sticking with it, obviously in fact, this is my off track, so I'm not even taking classes for my major right now, but I graduated early. I graduated in 2020, even though I was a class of 21. And I graduated early in December of 2020, and I was supposed to go to Southern Utah University in January flying helicopters. I was originally an aviation major. Boys, once again, I'm single. No, I'm just kidding. So I had that lined up. I was ready. I was excited. And then some stuff, like, basically happened. First off, I realized that I would be graduating at 19 with, like, $200,000 worth of debt. If I couldn't get scholarships, which honestly at that point it was weird with COVID and scholarships were right. being weird and I don't know. It was just really difficult. Plus the program was freaking out with COVID. You know, COVID just really ruined everything. So
right.
I took a step back and I was like, okay, you know, is there something else that I could be doing waiting to get my pilot's license or whatever? And that's when I ended up getting a job for the summer. Around that time, because I didn't end up going to school at all in January like I was supposed to, and then stuck it through this past summer and worked, and then while I was like working, because I was working around the country traveling with a drum and bugle corps, but while I was touring, I was like, okay, what's after this? What is my next step? And I had no idea, and I remember praying, wow, we're going to turn the spiritual real quick. No. But I remember praying on the tour bus that we were on being like, okay, like, what do I do next? We're a couple weeks from tour ending and I need something to do. I wake up the next morning and I have a text from BYUI on my phone saying it's not too late to accept your offer. And I was like, well, there's my answer. BYUI was like my last choice. And then I was like, cool, okay, now what do I do? Because there's no aviation at BYUI, and there's nothing really that would push me in that direction either. I mean, I'm sure there is, but in my mind, I was like, I don't know if I want to even stick with aviation. And then I knew that I would want to do film at some point in my life or continue with it, film and photography. And so I was like, should I just jump? Should I just do it? Like, dive in and do video productions? And I was like, might as well. I'm not doing anything else. Like, it'll give me a good place to start. So I started with video production last semester, again, not that long ago, but even just last semester, because I like decided to jump into something that I knew I loved rather than waiting and being like, okay, maybe I should start with something that will be more efficient or make more money or whatever. Instead of doing right. that and just jumping into something that I knew that I would love, I made so many connections and like I already have like jobs lined up and like, I don't know.
That's awesome.
That's another advice from me. Experience, good old Grandma Cameron is just jump into what you love.
Like, honestly, yeah.
People are going to make fun of you for being a film major or a dance major or a, I don't know, plant major.
Like, oh, yeah. It doesn't matter what career you're going into, what
no.
major you have.
No,
there
exactly.
are going to be people that make jokes about it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, regardless. Like, yeah. there's jokes about business majors. There's jokes about STEM majors. Yeah. Like,
you're not going to yeah. make it. You're not going to go into NASA.
Yeah, no, like, it doesn't yeah. matter what you go into. Like, whatever you do, someone will be making fun
there
of
will
it.
Be refutes, yeah.
Something I've learned through being in school for 3.5 years, that's weird to say, but
yeah, I'm gonna pass the microphone to someone who actually has experience.
Something I've learned is just people are gonna talk, but those people that are trying to put doubts in your mind and bringing in that negative energy, it's just showing the doubts they have about themselves. I feel like so many people are worried that, like, they're not going to like their major.
Yeah.
And that's, like, their biggest thing. Like, that's what they're worried about. But it's, like, that's what emphasis and minors are for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with communications, we can get a job literally anywhere.
Oh, yeah, in our entire field.
In our entire field as a communications major. We do not have to go with our emphasis if we don't want to.
I mean, it literally shows you right now, we're both video production majors working at the radio station.
Exactly. Yeah. So. Exactly. And so it's like, we can literally do anything we want within communications.
Right.
But then we can also go along with our emphasis of video productions or journalism.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's such, like, a culture shift with our generation to go into a career you want to do and you love,
yep.
and not a career you are forced to go into mm-hmm. to make money
yep.
and support a family. Like, the amount of people, like, our grandparents and parents' generation that genuinely hate their job
right.
or hate their major mm-hmm. because they just didn't go into what they wanted to do or were passionate about, and they just went into,
right.
like, the one thing that would make them the most money to help support a family.
You can legit change your career path entirely at any point in your life. Like, my
Definitely.
Dad, he was in the police academy. He was doing security. He was a dispatcher. Like, he really wanted to go into law enforcement. And that ended up not working out for him. And so he was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to school, and I'm going to become an accountant. So he got a double master's
there
in accounting and business administration. Mm-hmm. And now he's an accountant, and he loves it. He really does. It's not something that he did because he was like, nah. I'm just going to give up on my dreams.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like, I'm going to do something with my life. You know, like, you can legit change your career path at any point. So, are there any last lingering first semester stories? Well, really round this right back to the beginning. I'm trying to think if I have any. A lot of it was, like, just doing stuff, having fun for a semester, go to the dunes a lot, getting involved, getting connections.
It's okay to, like, not stay in your apartment all
yeah.
day. Like,
definitely.
You should go out, meet people, like,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't do it very much now, but I am in my last, like, two semesters
right.
of school,
right.
and
right.
I'm still friends with a bunch of people, so I just hang out with them. I
yeah.
really don't go meet new friends, but, like, your first semester is when you should
absolutely
meet
right.
new people.
Yeah.
Go out, do things, even if, I think a biggest thing I've learned is, like, it's okay to go out and do things on your own. You
mm-hmm.
don't always
yes.
have to have friends, like, something I've really tried to implement in my college career is taking myself on dates. So it's like, I'll take myself to the movies. I'll take myself to dinner.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really important to genuinely like spending time with yourself,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like a lot of people, especially freshmen, don't understand because they're freshmen. They're excited. They want to go out to parties.
Right.
They want to go do all these things, which is important
right.
to go do. But you also need to be okay with being alone sometimes.
Yes. And teaching yourself...
like, independence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what the word is?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
yeah, being independent and stuff, like, that's a great way to do it.
It's
just
mm-hmm.
little increments at a time, showing yourself.
Before we end, do you guys have any other advice for freshmen? Because I feel like freshmen need as much advice as they can have.
Don't be afraid to do that thing. Talk to that person. Ask someone out on that date. If there's a job that you want on campus, go
apply,
get connected
for it.
With
mm-hmm.
the, with the professors, because the jobs that I'm working now on campus, I wouldn't have expected to get until junior, senior year. But
mm-hmm.
just make connections. Be
mm-hmm.
yourself. Don't do anything dumb or do stuff that's dumb, just not illegal. We'll say that. Be safe.
Take care of yourself. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's not the end of the world to fail a class. Like, I know I shouldn't be, like, saying that, but, like, it isn't the end of the world. Like, if you
right.
get a bad grade, it's okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be fine. Like, prioritize yourself because it is your first time living away from home. You don't understand,
mm-hmm.
like, how to prioritize yourself. So you need to, like, start
right.
learning how to prioritizing yourself and, like, learn how to, like, let things, like, if you fail a class, okay, how can you make it better? But also, like, don't
right.
let it kill you.
Do not
it's
linger.
It's not the end
on
of
it.
The world.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And also, I mean, again, I'm still fresh, but I do understand this concept. Don't be scared, especially in college, to move slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You take classes at the speed that you need to take them, to understand them, to, like, you know, if taking six classes is too difficult, take three or four the next semester. Like,
no, definitely.
Don't kill yourself just trying to get through school as fast as you can.
I think it's just... it's okay not to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be alone sometimes. It's okay to feel like you don't have to fix everything. Like,
yep.
It's really hard to feel lonely, even when you're surrounded by a bunch of people. Yep. So we'll do our best to respond to comments and be there for you and be your friend. Like, I feel like that's a big thing with podcasts is, like, they just talk, but then they, like, don't respond to comments, and they don't, like, you can tell they don't genuinely care about the listeners, but it's, like, I want our listeners to feel heard. I want them to feel
I want to be your, like, new best friend.
Yeah. I want to be your friend.
Wait.
If you...
Sorry. You're doing great, Cameron.
If you're a freshman, like, I'm in my last semester, I want to be, like, your mom for your freshman year. That's what
can
I want to
be. My mom?
Sure.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Yeah. See, it's easy as that.
It really is, guys. Like, if you guys need anything or you need someone to talk to or whatever, like, don't hesitate to comment on it. Like, I want you guys to feel okay, and I want you guys to feel heard.
Yeah. I would just say, to wrap up this episode, if you're in your first semester, good luck, Charlie. Just kidding. no, you're going to love it. Just look for the good in people. You're going to find what you're looking for. Truly. And if you're looking for good experiences, you're going to find them. Thank you guys for listening in to The Spot. I'm super grateful to have these two new co-hosts with me and stuff. We will have, hopefully, a lot more people on the podcast, bringing guest speakers in and just you guys, students, into to the podcast and talk. Anyways, but yes, thank you guys for listening. Make sure to like the podcast and comment your experiences from first semesters, or if this is your first semester, what you hope to experience. And yeah.
Also comment any ideas for us. If you want to hear something on the podcast, we will take any suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, have a great rest of your day or night or whenever you're listening, and we will see you guys next week.
You've been listening to The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio. Today's hosts were Natalie Lundquist, Cameron Clark, and Soraya Bosted. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university, and are solely the opinions of the hosts. This episode was edited by Natalie Lundquist. Producers were the hosts, with supervision by Brandon Isle. Our theme music is Finding Happiness by DJ Quads and The Perpetual Ticking of Time by Artificial Music. To listen to more episodes of The Spot, like and follow us on social media, or visit our website, byui.edu/radio, and click podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to the BYU Idaho Radio podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get podcasts. And also leave a review of the show and leave a comment on what we should talk about next.